I thought it was a very big gamble by the civilians. Initially, their invitation had gone out to both Burhan and Hemeti, but only Hemeti responded. Now, that could be for two reasons. One, it could be that Burhan and the people behind him, like they had done before, refused to agree to a meeting. They have been very reluctant to agree to a meeting. They pushed back against the IGAD planned meeting before Christmas. So this is not outside of their sort of approach to mediation so far. The second reason could be that the invitation to Burhan and the way that it was phrased could have potentially pushed him to not agree to attend. We know, for example, that Hemeti and the RSF have been insisting that Burhan make himself present as the head of the Sudanese armed forces, not as the head of the Transitional Sovereignty Council. And so if the initial invitation went out to address to Burhan as the head of the Sudanese armed forces and not the head of the Transitional Sovereignty Council as well, that may have stopped him from agreeing to come. But without seeing those letters, we don't know quite the reason Burhan refused to attend. I think the surprising thing for a lot of people is that the meeting still went ahead with the other two parties, namely Hamdok and Hemeti. And with so many rumors running around of an alliance between some civilian actors and the RSF, I think the optics of this could have been better managed because a lot of people still have those misgivings.
Taqaddum, this civilian coalition led by Hamdok, is being presented as the most extensive civilian bloc since the Forces for Freedom and Change, which of course played a crucial role in the protest leading to the removal of President Omar al-Bashir. Do you see hope in this coalition? What outcomes can potentially, you know, be achieved by engaging with the warring parties?
I think it's important to have a civilian, broad civilian front. The question is whether Taqaddum is that broad civilian front right now. And there have certainly been a lot of criticisms of Taqaddum from many civil society actors that it's just not inclusive enough. I mean, certainly if you look at the delegation of people who went to meet with Hemeti, there were very, very few women. And it was pretty much the same old names, indicating that, you know, newer voices, younger voices potentially are not being heard even inside of Taqaddum. And so it's these kinds of concerns that I think will allay people's readiness to join Taqaddum. That said, there has to be a civilian front that engages with the belligerents. The question is, what is the manner of that engagement? They need to be seen as following the interests of the people and not their own political interests, which historically has not been the case for many Sudanese elites. That is a challenge for them right now, to communicate what they're doing, to act transparently, and to ensure that they communicate that they are serving the broader interests of the Sudanese public and not their own narrow political interests.
Yes, and especially after the total failure of the Jeddah negotiations led by the Americans and the Saudis to stop the war or achieve anything tangible, really. And now there's more pressure on Sudanese actors, regional actors, to present something better and to be more transparent, like you just mentioned.
International mediations work on a very different logic to more local mediations. International mediations, whether they're Jeddah, IGAD, AU, or the Cairo Initiative, are much more to do with the countries and the institutions that lead the mediation rather than Sudan and what's going on internally. For example, we haven't seen any of these mediations really pick up on the humanitarian issues or the protection of civilians issues. We haven't seen, for example, the Jeddah talks talk about violence in Darfur as it was happening while the negotiations were ongoing, focusing rather on a national picture, which in many ways obfuscates what people are going through on a more domestic level. And so, you know, these more internationalized mediations have had a very difficult time in figuring out how to respond to events in Sudan, because their lens is not focused on Sudan, but rather on the internal politics and geostrategic interests of the countries that lead the mediations. So that's why there is a gap, really, for more domestic initiatives to take the lead.
And perhaps finally, RSF leader Mohamed Hamdan Dagalo has been conducting a regional tour, meeting with the presidents in Uganda, in Addis, in Djibouti, and back to Addis. This comes just right before the highly anticipated face-to-face meeting with Army Chief Burhan. What do you think is the purpose behind Dagalo's regional engagements?
I think, you know, Burhan had a regional tour himself in August when he came out of the army headquarters in Khartoum and went to Port Sudan. He immediately embarked on a regional tour. He went to Cairo, he went to Asmara, he went to Ankara, he went to Doha, he went to several different places. Hemeti is very much mimicking that. Since leaving Sudan, he's been on many trips. Flight logs suggest that he has been also to the United Arab Emirates as well as the countries that you mentioned. And so quite clearly, he's modeling his tour of the region on Burhan's tour of the region, because in some ways that was reasonably successful. And Burhan was able to fashion himself into a national leader on an international tour. He got the red carpet treatment. He got military bands and high-level officials meeting him at the airport. And this allowed him to present himself not as an armed belligerent, but as the de facto and also to some degree, you know, de jure head of state. Hemeti's hoping that the same sort of success can be channeled in his direction. And so he has also gone to heads of state. He's also had similar levels of reception. Though, of course, he has also gone to, much in the same way that Burhan did, to friendly states. And so this is, I think, to me, just another front for them, really, to sort of play out their competition, each one drumming up regional support from friendly countries. But this doesn't in any way help us figure out who allies might be to end the war, because if each general has effectively picked their allies in the region, this could see this war in Sudan continue for much, much longer, with each general drawing upon that financial or military or political support from their friends.